It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Many people are talking of Standard & Poor's downgrade of U.S. credit on Friday night. Early stock trading on this Monday morning suggests that the downgrade is not even the biggest economic news in the world. Asian markets fell on fears about weakening exports. European markets are down over fears about Italy's debt. The S&P downgrade is just one more part of the mix. Some economists have been watching all this from a quiet New England retreat. NPR's Chris Arnold visited last week as the Dow plunged and joins them again.
Every year at this retreat by Grand Lake Stream in Maine, some of the top minds in finance gather to go fishing in canoes with guides, catch up with each other, and put their heads together about the state of the nation's economy. Some work for firms where they're not supposed to make public statements or forecasts.
Here, there's no such limitation. People speak more honestly. I get to go out with guys and find out what they really think.
Barry Ritholtz is director of research at the money management firm Fusion IQ. He also writes about investing. The group has pulled their canoes over to an island for lunch here.
I think what's interesting this year is there's a pretty broad distribution of opinions. It's not clear that everyone's bullish or everyone's bearish. I think there are expectations of a slowing economy, expectations of an increasing probability of recession from the crowd.
But just how bad this current slow patch in the economic recovery will be, opinions vary widely, as they do with regard to this downgrade of U.S. Treasuries by the ratings firm S&P. Ever since Friday night, the economists, hedge fund managers, and analysts here have been talking about that constantly.
In my view, the downgrade was a mistake.
Noriel Rubini is an NYU professor who famously predicted the housing market crash and recession before the vast majority of other economists.
S&P could have waited for a few months to see whether Democrats and Republicans reach an agreement on deficit reduction.
Rubini thinks that in this fragile economic environment, the downgrade could cause unnecessary damage.
It's going to cause more stock market correction. It's going to reduce business, consumer, and corporate confidence. It's going to increase the risk of a double dip recession, if not ensure it.
Some people at the retreat wonder whether S&P might be overreaching, now being too aggressive with ratings after being far too lax a few years ago. The major ratings firms gave AAA ratings to securities that were, in fact, quite risky in the run-up to the financial crisis. John Malden is president of Millennium Wave Investments and has written a book about the sovereign debt problem.
Is this a cover for the fact that they missed the whole AAA thing and, the subprime, and they were, in fact, helping spawn it? To suggest that the United States is in a place yet where we're not going to pay our bills seems to me to be rather preposterous.
One of the best-known and respected executives in the financial world, who did not want to be quoted directly, said he thought actually the ratings downgrade would probably cause a little short-term market turmoil, but after that, it really wouldn't be a very big deal at all. And some economists thought the downgrade could send a message to lawmakers to get serious about coming up with a long-term debt reduction plan. David Kotak is chief economist at Cumberland Advisors, and he organizes this retreat.
What the rating agency has done is said, if you want to sit in Washington and act like fools, we are going to call you on it. Good for S&P.
As far as what all this means for the stock market this week, there was disagreement there too, which led to some friendly economists wagering at lunchtime on Sunday. The bet was whether or not the Dow was going to close on Monday, that's today, down more than 300 points.
$1,000 to your favorite charity or my favorite charity, up and over 300.
No, you mean down more than?
But we're taking Canadian dollars because we don't want those
Canadian
stupid
Americans. U.S. dollars.
So it turns out, making bets on the economy, this is how economists have fun. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Grand Lake Stream, Maine.